Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Leighton Branding. And today, I'm going to get a little bit into the weeds. I'm going to talk about the mechanics of SEO, search engine optimization. The first thing I'm going to discuss is basically, what are you doing when you do search engine optimization? And so, you have to remember that SEO, Google, is trying to create an algorithm, create a function, basically, that can identify a bunch of results as it's trolling around the web and spit them out. Now, what does this mean? It means that Google has written a program that basically searches the web. It indexes the web. It searches it for you. This means that you have control over some of what goes into search engine optimization, but it also means that you have a lack of control over other things. So, for instance, the things you do control are on your page. These are things like meta tags and meta descriptions, something that I'm going to take a lot of time in this episode to do, title tags, headings, internal links, creating a coherent sitemap, which is basically the structure of your website, page load time, site performance, keywords, all of that stuff, actual what the content says. But then, of course, there are factors that you don't control. So it means that, what about external links? What links are leading to your site? What about social bookmarking? What about all of the surrounding content of your website? So there are a lot of things that are sort of things that you don't control on your website. And these are things typically referred to as off-page factors. And the stuff you do control is on-page factors. On-page and off-page factors are just really easy terms to remember, and I find them helpful because on-page means they're on you, and off-page means you don't really control that much about them. So that's essentially what off-site factors or off-page factors mean and on-page factors mean. First things first, though, what is happening when Google or Bing, or Yahoo. I'm going to focus on Google in this episode, but in general, what's happening? It means that an algorithm is reading your website, but it's not actually reading it. It's processing it. It's doing what it's told, and so it has certain factors that it looks for. Basically, what this means is that Google has a program that's referred to as a web crawler or a web spider. I like to think of it as just a bot, right? It's moving around like a machine, reading all of the websites, collating all of these websites into results. And so if you went back to the early 90s, you'd actually have to enter in an IP address to get to a website. Now, Google finds all of those addresses, all of those IP addresses, and collates them into results. And so SEO is basically trying to put your website at the top of those results by identifying what the web crawler is looking for and then doing it. Essentially, then, what Google is doing is it has an internet bot, a web bot, that's collating a bunch of websites. It then searches all the websites, and then it puts all of its results from the algorithmic thinking, from the algorithmic processing, into a giant database. So what users then do is they then search the database. So what they're doing is they're not actually searching the web. You're searching Google's indexing of the web. So what does this lead us to? This leads us to figuring out and trying to think about what Google wants websites to look like. And so you have to remember that when you're doing SEO, what you're actually doing is trying to reflect the values of Google or whatever search engine you're trying to optimize for. This is very important because those values come with the inherent biases of the programmers or designers. All right, so I'm going to move on to the first mechanic. So I've done a little bit of introductory work here, and now we're going to get a little bit into the weeds just in terms of how search engine optimization actually works. So in the rest of this episode, I'm going to address on-site factors of search engine optimization, and then the next episode, I'll address off-site factors. The first step in search engine optimization is meta tags. meta tags are probably one of the most important things that Google understands, and most search engines do, but Google in particular. Basically, a meta tag is an effective way to provide Google search engine with information about a site without having to actually give your users that same information. So they provide information to all sorts of processes and to clients. And basically what they are is they occur in the head section of an HTML file rather than in the body. Now, what exactly is a meta tag? It basically is a description of the website, and it is a small snippet that gets shown in the search results. And so why are meta tags so important? They tell Google what's what. But if you don't have meta tags, it's helpful to add one or two so that it begins getting picked up by Google's search engine algorithm. Now, what's important here is that you can also add keywords into meta tags. However, I'm actually going to sort of disavow the idea of adding keywords because Google has been slowly eliminating the importance of keywords. A lot of search engine optimization technicians and people who write search engine optimization reports think that keywords are very important, and they used to be probably from 2006 to 2014, but in the last couple of years, Google has been de-emphasizing the keyword. So you can add keywords into a meta tag, but they become much less important. And surprisingly, because they were so important, Google de-emphasized them and is actually starting to hurt people who use keyword stuffing. Basically, keyword stuffing is where you add a bunch of keywords into the meta tag so that it gets picked up by the algorithm. So, unfortunately, keywords are sort of on their way out, even though they've been fairly popular and fairly useful for the past 10 years or so. Now, the most important part about meta tags is not the keywords, but is actually the title tag. And this basically is where you get to describe in a phrase or in a few words what your website is about. So even though I'm sort of disadvocating for the use of keywords, I'm actually advocating very strongly for the idea of adding a title tag. And so this is simply a meta tag in the head section that is used to offer a brief description of the website. And the title tag is extraordinarily important. So I highly recommend having a title tag at all costs, even though I'm saying sort of avoid the keywords. The reason why the meta description of the meta tag is so important is because that's actually what appears when people search Google. And that sort of is the ultimate description of your website that appears in the search results, because Google takes those meta descriptions and plops them into its own search results. So believe it or not, that is the thing that appears on your search results. So it's pretty cool to see it, sort of how sort of some of the meta tags actually appear as content in some ways. I always thought it was neat. The second most important factor about on-site SEO is structure and organization of your general header tags, so H1, H2, H3, and I always find this to be a relatively straightforward idea, but it is helpful to remember. So Google wants your headers in the proper order. So it wants H1, then H2, then H3. So what it doesn't want is you going from H1 to H2, and then back to H1, and then back to H2. It wants a general progression and organization of H1, H2, H3. So in your header tags, it's very important to remember to have a coherent tag system and tag organization. Now, it's easy to get to say sort of, oh, that's an easy thing to do. But as you're building a website, sort of piecemeal, structure by structure, web page by web page, a little bit at a time, it's sometimes easy to get the headers messed up a little bit. So what I always recommend doing is every time you create a new page, make sure that either A, it's properly collated and connected to your CSS file, or B, that you go through and make sure that the header system and the tag infrastructure is well organized. The third feature of on-site SEO is image optimization and interactive media. What do I mean here? Early forms of search engine optimization focused heavily on text, but as
The web has become more interactive. The presence of audio, video, images, and infographics really has become a much more important part of SEO, and in particular Google's search engine algorithm. So you kind of have to sort of build relevant content around those media to make them picked up by the algorithm. So it's important for it's important to use captions and alternative text in order to optimize images. You can use a single key phrase by inserting it into the tag of a text, but it's important to label those images and also make sure that they are an optimized size. You want to make sure that you have an image, for instance, that is a small kilobyte size. Try to make it less than a megabyte. That will increase the page loading time, or excuse me, that will optimize the page loading time, and in turn, it increases your search engine optimization rates. It's also important to use PNG or JPEG files, not some of the more quirky ones, primarily because they look better on a screen, but also because that's actually what Google's search engine algorithm searches for in terms of images. It's also important to have thumbnails and different angles for different kinds of images and headshots and things like that. That will allow Google's search engine to sort of detect it a little bit more. And so it's important overall just to remember that when you're trying to optimize images and media for a search engine, you still have to add text to it. You still have to label and add captions to all of your audio images, all of your JavaScript files and that sort of thing. So that's the third part of search engine optimization. The fourth are links. And what does this mean in terms of links? Well, you have both internal and external links. Basically, internal links are links that connect one of your web pages to another one of your web pages. And then there are outgoing links where you connect, where you add a link to your site and then make it go outwards. Now, why is the structure and internal structure and external structure of links important? Because Google looks to make sure that there is a coherent logical structure and order to the hyperlinks that are both within your page and that are outbound on your page. In terms of internal link structure, Google's SEO guide explicitly says that no web page should be further from three clicks away from your home page. So what does this mean? It means when people drill down into your content, you want to make sure that each web page is at least is three clicks or fewer away from your home page. Basically, what this means is you don't want to have a web page that is too deep. We want a web page more horizontal than vertical. In terms of outbound link structure, you want to link to what Google defines as reliable sites. So this is a little bit problematic because Google defines sites differently. For instance, it says Wikipedia is generally not a trustworthy site. And so a website with a lot of links to Wikipedia is generally downgraded versus Google's algorithm. When you link to official academic journals, when you link to good newspapers like the New York Times or the Wall Street Journal, I put good in air quotes there, usually Google ranks those as higher. Now, the main issue with outbound links and how it's ranked is that outbound links are just determined to be good or bad websites depending on Google's own designers. So there's really a sort of a capricious and whimsical structure going on here that is determined simply by designers and programmers who run Google's algorithm. The other thing to remember here is that a lot of SEO experts or self-proclaimed SEO experts, I am not one of these people, argue that good sites and bad sites just are sort of handed down, and they don't say that whether those sites are good or bad are clearly determined by Google's designers. And where do they find this information from? All this information is simply gleaned from Google's search engine optimization guide, which is about 30 pages, and Google freely lets anybody read it. It's available. All you have to do is basically search for it. Why that's so important is because a lot of SEO experts simply go off of their experiences, but they don't actually pay attention to what Google actually says about outbound link structure and, of course, internal link structure. That's a very important thing to recognize when you're doing search engine optimization. And fifth, probably the most important part of search engine optimization for on-page SEO is content. Content has to be relevant, and content has to be written in standard English. Content needs to be written with correct punctuation. Now, all of these things are still handed down by Google's programmers and designers. So if you don't write in standard edited English, if you don't write with effective and sort of very qualitatively correct punctuation, Google won't pick up some of those websites. So while those things are problematic, that's simply how Google's algorithm functions. And so a lot of people talk about engaging content and writing engaging content. Basically, what I say here is you have to write content that is coherently structured. Google likes topic sentences. Google likes varying sentence structure and varying syntax. So it likes those things. It also doesn't like when you repeatedly use a word over and over again. This is called keyword stuffing, and Google has actually been very good about sort of finding this kind of content that's been stuffed and search engine optimized in the past, and it actually has sort of taken those websites off of its search results. So it's gotten better about identifying those black hat techniques. Now, very quickly, just a recap there of on-page SEO. You have meta tag optimization. You have title tags. You have header tag structures and, in general, tag structures. Make sure it's coherent and organized. Then you have image optimization. Fourth, you have internal and outbound link structure. And then finally, you have optimize your content as well. So those are the five on-page SEO activities. And a couple of important other things that's important, general site SEO things to think about. As your URL optimization, you want your URL to be short. You want your URL to be relevant to the content itself. So what's said in the URL needs to be reflected in the content, vice versa. You also need to make sure that your URL is short, maybe three words. You want to use a dash rather than an underscore. Those are some important points of URL optimization. You also want to make sure your sitemap is not only mapped, but also that it is coherent and organized. You want to make sure that you use a domain that is trusted. You want to make sure that your domain is the one that you're using that is connected to your site. You also want to make sure that your site is optimized both for PCs and for mobile sites. Google is now, it's very important to Google's algorithm now that you optimize the site for both, not just one or the other. So this is relevant for those of us who run CSS optimized websites, and make sure your CSS can sort of spit out the page both on a mobile phone and on a PC. And then, of course, you want to make sure that your site loads effectively. You want to make sure that all of the HTML and JavaScript will load properly across various devices. And so basically, there's all the on-page stuff I said, and then there's the general website architecture, and that's very quickly, just to reiterate, there's your URL optimization, creating a sitemap, having a trustworthy domain, optimizing for both mobile and PCs, and then fifth, make sure that your site loads quickly. So those are the 10 on-site SEO factors that I just reviewed in this episode. And then for the next episode, I'll discuss off-page SEO. All right? Once again, if you have any questions, please contact me at johnrgallagher@gmail.com. You can contact me on Twitter as well. I'm @MereSophistry. Once again, everybody, thank you for listening. Take care.